Well, let's talk about seasonal then, because, you know, some people think that when you're growing crops, you just work during the spring, summer, and hope to get it off early.
Well, then in the winter time, it's we call that, I guess, the learning season, where you have the opportunity to attend meetings to learn about the new products, new varieties that are coming onto the marketplace. So that's a very important stage of growing crops. And then you make your choices, and you apply or try to get the new varieties, or either through Seedcan or through other seed growers in the different levels of registration, whether it's foundation registered or. And it's the planning of the crop. You have to, when you get into a pedigreed seed production, you can't just grow a pedigreed crop of wheat onto any stubble. There has to be a rotation. And you can't grow, let's say, a new variety of wheat on stubble crop that had a wheat variety different than the one you're going to grow, because automatically that's a contamination, problem, because you'll always have volunteer grain from the previous year growing, and then you're growing a new variety, so you've got a contaminated product off the bat that won't qualify for certification. So you have to look at your whole land base, and you have to look at your rotation, because there are certain crops that can't be grown back to back because of disease or whatever else, and then there's the fact of contamination of because of same type. So that's part of the planning process in winter time, to figure out how you're going to rotate your crops on your given farm base.